It's time for the KHNS local news. I'm Melinda Munson. Today in the news, a representative from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation and scientists from Skagway's tribe met with Skagway residents to explain their beach monitoring program. It screens for unhealthy levels of fecal contamination that could pose a risk to beachgoers. And Skagway's health clinic must respond to the grant program, which provides roughly one-third of its funding. The clinic needs to update its bylaws to meet the grant requirements. Reuben Cash is the environmental coordinator for Skagway Traditional Council. He studies air quality, helps control invasive plants, and now monitors seawater. On April 2nd, Cash gave the public what's becoming his yearly poop presentation. He told the audience that in 2023, the water at Skagway beaches was safe for recreation. Cash discussed ways to keep Skagway's beach water within healthy parameters. He says properly disposing of fish will keep defecating birds away.
Catch a fish, you gut it, put it somewhere a little bit more responsible, and chop your waste into teeny tiny pieces and throw it into fast flowing, outflowing water so that it's not staying on the beach where the gulls are going to get it. It can still go out and marine mammals can get to it, but we're not going to be having that congregation of gulls.
Cash says people should use outhouses and dumpsters for their waste. He also stressed cleaning up after pets and responsible boat practices. Starting in mid-May, Cash and his team will start their monitoring schedule. They'll test 5 Skagway beaches each week for fecal contamination. It's part of a program that the tribe joined last year called BEACH. It stands for Beaches Environmental Assessment and Coastal Health Act Program. The federal program is administered through Alaska's Department of Environmental Conservation. The purpose of BEACH is to monitor water quality for recreational purposes. Eric Dye is an environmental specialist with the Skagway Traditional Council. At the public presentation, he outlined the potential consequences of unsafe water.
And the EPA has determined that bacteria is responsible for much of the coastal water quality impairments we see nationwide. Ailments caused by these pathogens from fecal contamination can include gastrointestinal or respiratory illnesses, skin rashes, eye, ear, or wound infections.
Dye said potential pollutants include Skagway's wastewater facility, which releases treated effluent approximately 410 feet from shore. Other sources are wastewater discharge from permitted cruise ships, stormwater outfalls across town, faulty septic systems, and wild and domestic animals. Through the BEACH program, water samples are taken from Naku Bay, Smuggler's Cove, Yakutania Point West, Small Boat Harbor, and Airport Beach. If the amount of harmful bacteria exceeds state standards, the public will be notified via social media, signage, and press releases. All test results are also promptly posted to Skagway's BEACH page. Samples must be handled carefully with sterile equipment. Once a sample is taken, the tribe's team has 6 hours to get it to Juneau for testing. Program assistant Colton Belisle said last year they had several challenges sampling the ocean.
Namely the weather and our time constraints in getting samples dropped off and kind of ensuring that everything can get to Juneau in that 6 hour window. And one of our biggest challenges was probably the airport beach site just as a site. So the least surprising challenge we dealt with here in the Windy Valley was wind. Surprisingly though, this only really proved to be a huge issue the first couple weeks. The first couple weeks it was really bad and made it a huge pain to try to deal with paperwork in the field and trying to get stickers on stuff and back into bags for everything to blow away. And the other challenge it provided was the waves. It's hard to walk, it's hard to find footing, it's hard to kind of keep samples clean and kind of uncontaminated, and just kind of kept bringing muck up into where we were trying to keep clean.
Tuesday's BEACH presentation can be found at Skagway Traditional Council's YouTube page, along with Salmon in the Classroom and other science content. the Dahl Memorial Clinic Board of Directors scheduled two meetings this month to discuss HRSA compliance issues. The Federal Health Resources and Service Administration grant provides $1.3 million to the clinic each year. The clinic has been notified they need to detail changes and are on a 90-day deadline. Clinic Director Albert Wall says that one of HRSA's issues involves Skagway's city code.
Right now, the structure of the what are typically thought of as bylaws of the board exist in city code, in minute detail in city code. HRSA will not accept that. And I have an email from HRSA, which I believe you said is in your packet, from the Region 10 director, which basically says the board must have its own bylaws that stand by itself.
The clinic's special meetings will take place April 10th at 7 p.m. and April 22nd at 6 p.m. Wall says he is feeling optimistic about the path forward with HRSA.
You know, my almost entire focus for the last 60 days has been on HRSA response. It is a very serious matter. I am excited, relieved, and happy as to where we're at right now. I think the conversations with the mayor have gone well. I like the product that has been put together by the joint effort of consultants and the attorneys, and I think it's the right direction to go. So I'm sleeping better at night at the moment.
In other Skagway health news, the first dental clinic in approximately 3 years is scheduled for the end of April. Wall describes it as a slow rollout. The record-keeping system is not yet in place, so the clinic will begin with paper charts. The Dahl Clinic is also focusing on fully stocking the dispensary as it explores insurance and procedures for a possible full-scale pharmacy. That's it for the KHNS Local News. I'm Melinda Munson. You can find these stories and learn how to access the KHNS News as a podcast at khns.org/news. This is KHNS, Haines, Skagway, and Clequan at 102.3 and translator K220BK, Skagway, Alaska at 91.9.